The sixth source of our Unitarian Universalist living tradition is the earth-centered traditions. And part of the wisdom that we draw from this source, as you've heard me say before, is what's called the importance of seventh-generation thinking, considering the impact of our actions, of how we live our life, even unto the seventh generation to follow us. Or, as I've heard this phrase somewhat provocatively called, the invitation is to increasingly see ourselves as the midpoint of a seven-generation span, so that looking back, so that with ethical decisions, we should try to honor the wisdom of the three generations that preceded us back to our great-grandparents, and that we should consider the legacy that we are leaving for three generations to follow, our potential great-grandchildren. And our annual transition service is an ideal time to consider the ripples that flow from generation to generation. In particular, this morning is a time for honoring high school graduates, and one of the tools that I've found most helpful for shifting my perspective to keep current with these increasingly new crops of graduates, since they're always around 18 and we all keep getting older, is what's called the Mindset List, which is released every August by Beloit College to help professors be aware of using dated references in their lectures. The most recent Mindset List includes 55 cultural touchstones, all of which I will not go through this morning. But there are 55 cultural touchstones that help shape the lives of those entering college. This is actually the list. It comes out in August, so this is actually the list for this current class of college freshmen. I'll share only my top 10 favorite for this morning. So for current college freshmen, and we'll have a new list for Jasmine's class soon, keep in mind that among those who have never been alive in their lifetime include Tupac Shakur and Carl Sagan. On Parents' Weekend, they may want to watch out in case Madonna shows up with her daughter Lourdes, who's a college freshman, or Sylvester Stallone comes to see his freshman college daughter, Sophia. When they see wire-rimmed glasses, they're likely to think first Harry Potter, not John Lennon. Their collection of U.S. quarters has always included a celebration of the 50 states. Press pound on the phone is now translated hit hashtag. Celebrity selfies are far cooler than autographs. Women have always attended the Virginia Military Institute, and women have always attended the Citadel. Courts have always been overturning bans on same-sex marriage. Thanks to Dolly the sheep, cloning has always been a fact to them, not science fiction. And women have always been dribbling and occasionally dunking in the WNBA, and female referees have always officiated NBA games. Paradigms really do shift. And since we've been talking a lot about UU history this spring, I'm also reminded on this Transition Sunday that when we celebrate high school graduates, most of whom were born in around 1997, that's the year after I graduated high school, you can think of your own relationship to that date, that when King John Sigismund of Transylvania, which is history's only Unitarian king, when he issued his own paradigm-shifting and landmark act of religious toleration, known as the Edict of Torta, in 1568, he was 28. When James Freeman led his King's Chapel in Boston, when he led that congregation to remove all the Trinitarian references from their Book of Worship in 1783, he was 28. When Ezra Gannett helped to found the American Unitarian Association and was elected its secretary, he was 24. The invitation then becomes for us and for upcoming generations not only to study UU history and be impressed by the risks and the successes and the consequences that our forebears faced, but also to partner together across the generations to make UU history for future generations. Jasmine, we've been honored and privileged to accompany you up to this point on your spiritual journey through this life. And we, the three-plus generations that preceded you, have sought to create a theologically liberal religious community that would nurture you in the best sense of that word, liberal. Generous, open to new ideas, open-handed, open-hearted, open-minded. As you go out into the world, we charge you with living out those UU values that you have been taught. Freedom, reason, pluralism, interdependence, standing on the side of love, and building the beloved community. And we hope that you will pass on these values to the generations that will follow you. We look forward to seeing all that you will do with your life. And I know that whether you are near or far, our hearts and our best wishes go with you. For now, we offer you and all present this blessing in the form of our musical meditation.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. May you stay forever young. Forever young. Forever young. May you stay.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Jasmine Wims, and I'm a graduating senior at Frederick High School. In the fall, I will be attending the University of Maryland College Park to pursue a major in computer engineering and a minor in Spanish. My mother and I have been attending UUCF for around 14 years now, and this morning I'm going to be sharing a few words with you about my childhood here at UUCF. It's especially important for me to thank each and every one of you for 14 years of love and support. It's really hard to understand what Unitarian Universalism is without actually attending a church and becoming part of the community. Growing up as a UU kid gave me the biggest circle of adult friend-like people I've ever known. This extraordinary childhood that you have all given me has shaped me into the person I am today, and I quite like that. As an elementary school student in the religious education program at Hood College, I remember nothing but those little snack packs of cheese and crackers. I'm sure there was some constructive and exciting teaching done there, but what I remember are those little rod-like cracker things and that vat of processed cheese-like stuff. After the move to the new building, however, my memories become more solid and a little bit more meaningful. I remember putting on lots of plays, one of which was put on in front of the entire congregation right here. I might have been in the first grade. I don't remember much of the plot, but I remember wearing lots of different colors of shirts, one on top of the other, and at the bottom we wore what were likely very sweaty tie-dye t-shirts. In essence, I'm pretty sure the moral of the story was that you can't make a beautiful rainbow without all of the colors. And when you think about it, that's sort of a beautiful metaphor for the human condition. There are countless colors and types of people inhabiting this earth, and if everyone is involved and everyone works together, we'll be able to create the rainbow that we know this world can be. That play is something I reflect on from time to time, and it brings me such joy that we were taught our seven principles at such a young age, that from the jump we were made to understand that all lives are important, that each person has worth and dignity. My favorite year in RE at UCF was my third grade year, when we used a time traveler to visit different times and places in history, so that we could learn more about the history of not only Unitarian Universalism, but also the ancient roots of the five major world religions. Obviously, a huge part of why that was my favorite year is because the time machine was literally a huge fort made of cardboard. The other third of my admiration for the class was rooted in the education of religions other than the traditional ones you would expect to see in the United States. Prior knowledge of the five major world religions has not only helped me in school, but also in sensitivity to meeting new people or discussing important world matters. A Unitarian Universalist middle schooler was one that always had her elevator speech handy when talking to friends in school. When I was 12, my best friend would call me every day after school to ask questions slash verbally berate me about my belief system. I thought I was prepared to explain my faith to anyone who asked. However, I grew up in Frederick County. All my friends are Catholic. And therefore, my elevator speech often turned into an in the elevator, down the hall, into the taxi, and all around the town speech. At this point in my life, I started to definitively phase out of the religious education program at UUCF for sheer desire to accompany my mother in the service. But whoa, no, I was not done with RE entirely. My freshman year, I was graciously enrolled by my mother in OWL, the sexual education class organized by UU churches. I was essentially devastated. There was no part of me that felt called to join the class. I had already taken ninth grade health, for goodness sake. But I discovered that good old public school health class was no match for OWL. Our whole lives was such a growing experience to meet people and put everything out in the open, talk about things as they are without euphemisms or metaphors. This is the kind of sex education that people need, the kind that is personal and addresses problems or questions right on the head. Not to advertise for the OWL class that will be conveniently rebooted the next year, but I honestly do suggest it to any parent with a teen-like child. I would like to sincerely thank everyone, old faces and new, who made my childhood here rich. I wouldn't have had it any other way. But the one person I should thank and acknowledge and appreciate the most is my mom. We're church buddies, the two of us. We keep each other in check whenever one of us isn't practicing loving kindness. I'm not sure if this whole college process is scarier to me or my mother. I realize as I sit next to my mother on the couch watching Saturday Night Live and laughing at the same jokes, I become more like her every day. And that is something I'm so proud of. I'm so grateful to her for making me a UU kid and for being the best mom for me. With all this in mind, I feel that my experience as a UU kid was incredibly edifying. I implore all you parents to take advantage of the opportunities given here at UUCF. They'll pay off in the future, maybe literally. And to the children, as you move on to the next stages of your lives, a few words to you. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Ask all the questions, whether you're a third grader or a sophomore. Ask questions. And be kind to everyone. Be kind and fair. Always. I'm telling you, you're gonna feel good about it later. Good luck, and do great things.